Now to change in Canadian currency.
Our government will do what everyone agrees should have been done long ago. Mr. Speaker, we will eliminate the penny.
That's Canada's Finance Minister, Jim Flaherty. He announced the death of the country's one-cent coin yesterday, starting this fall.
Mr. Speaker...
Hey, I got that on record!
Order. Order. I'm sure the minister appreciates hearing your 2 cents, but we're going to...
So much for a penny for your thoughts. Now, it will cost you a nickel.
Canada isn't the first to abandon its humble, lowly coin. Australia, Sweden, Norway, and a few other countries have already dropped them and proverbially not picked them up. Plus, Flaherty insists this isn't really a loss, but a financial gain.
Mr. Speaker, even the opposition members know that pennies take up too much space on our dressers at home.
And in the Canadian federal budget. It costs more to mint a penny than what it's worth because of the rising cost of metals. The Canadian government estimates it loses $11 million, or 1.1 billion pennies, every year producing and distributing them.
This isn't a personal vendetta against the penny, just a matter of pinching them.
Pennies will continue to be legal tender in Canada, but as they vanish from circulation, prices will be rounded up or down. For example, $1.02 will become just $1, and $1.03 will be $1.05.
So, while it may still rain pennies from heaven, chances are you won't be finding them up north.
And every time it rains, pennies from heaven,
shooby-dooby,
don't you know each cloud?